Hey friends, welcome to this new podcast series. It's called Advent Memories. The point of these episodes are just little reflections, conversations, thoughts for you as we go into the Advent season, as we go through it. And they're tied in a lot of ways to the work that I was able to do in the book, The Practice of Remembering. Uncovering the Place of Memories in Our Spiritual Life, which has been re-released in paperback and audiobook and is out now. So I recommend that if you want, make that book a partner to what you're about to hear in this series. Each week I'll be offering just a thought, something to chew on as we prepare for the coming of Jesus, that is Christmas. So I hope you enjoy these. Feel free to share them. Invite people to listen to them with you. And now, this week's reflection. There are a few memories I carry with me that remind me of how amazing, wonderful, and mysterious the world can be. The first one is sitting with my college buddies at the edge of Angel's Landing in Zion National Park. It's in Utah, and while we were sitting there, this was in the early 2000s, the night fell, and we were staring over the edge of this cliff into a deep significance below us. As 20-somethings, to us, the world was a limitless expanse. It was ready for us to try our hand in some new creations. And it's funny how thinking you're indestructible fails to negate the beauty of what is beyond your understanding. Under that shading sky, one of my friends screamed his love for a woman, naming her to the night. And the others just kept the silence. Second memory of wonder is my wife and I with our hands intertwined, walking down a beach in Grand Cayman. I had a bottle of champagne in my hand, because who bothers with glasses when you're drenched in Caribbean night glow? Our souls were exhausted from the work we did, our skin reddened by the irrepressible sun, and we were slowed to a salt-stung wander down the beach. There's a peace in my wife on that island that I know and love, but is a peace that's often saved for that particular space on the equator. The ocean, it doesn't have a size, does it? Not one that we'd understand anyway. There are more deep, unexplored places in the ocean than anywhere else on Earth. There are less things we can be certain about regarding the flowing depths than there are certainties. So, we drank our champagne, and we marveled at our ignorance as the sun sank like a gracious host, waving goodbye. Finally, I was in the operating room when my daughter came into the world. Her delicate dance toward life involved a subtle misstep where the umbilical cord wrapped around her ankle and presented such a significant challenge that we, namely the surgeons and obstetricians, had to go and fetch her from the warm center she was being so hastily evicted from. My wife was heavily sedated, and I wore the cap and mask of someone who knew a great deal more about the equipment and processes unfolding around me. Yet there I was when this little purple being emerged. She opened her mouth, took a deep breath, and on the way out, just a moment too soon, she swallowed fluids that immediately flowed into her lungs. The doctor suctioned her lungs, and then the purple skin softened to pink, and then the purple returned. So they did the same thing over and over, rinse and repeat. 2 days in a critical care nursery awaited my sedated wife and I. But watching my daughter in that moment, I could not believe that the reality of a person I did not know but loved emerged from a person that I knew and loved, and that process nearly took both of them into the darkness along the way. These, among others, are moments of wonder. Wonder is defined as a feeling of surprise mingled with admiration, causing something beautiful, unexpected, unfamiliar, or inexplicable. Think about those words: beautiful, unexpected, unfamiliar, inexplicable. I never saw that coming, we might say, but I'm so glad it came. What memories come to mind for you when you think about wonder? What moments of wonder dot your own memories? In Advent, we are trading in the currency of our memories. We remember candies, traditions, and childhood dreams, but we also remember dark nights and wild places where shepherds gazed on glory, saying, "I never saw that coming, but I'm so glad it came." Where is the wonder of God, inexplicable, unexpected, beautiful, and familiar, surprised you in the past, just as it surprised a world waiting for darkness to turn to light? More importantly, in this Advent season, where do you need a beautiful, inexplicable surprise from the divine? Let your memory of God showing up in the past be the energy for what may come in the future. Something beautiful, unexplainable, unfamiliar, something of wonder. So may you know your memories matter to your formation. May you remember that Advent always ends with rescue, love, and hope. May you recall the Jesus who heals you, healing you. And may you move into this season with grace and peace. Just a reminder, my book, The Practice of Remembering, Uncovering the Place of Memories in Our Spiritual Life, is available now. Wherever you'd like to get your books, Amazon, IVP, Bookshop, feel free to get a copy. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, peace, friends.